When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, so hello and welcome to episode 18 of Cadiz Street Noise. And things look very different this week. And that's because Rob's joining me from Tenerife. I won't be complaining. Yeah, it's freezing here. Yeah, we're always terrible, to be honest. Everything seemed off. I don't know what it was. At the pressing games, like last, I don't know if it's because Burnley are back for us and Blackpool obviously back for them. Like in the last few seasons, it's felt like quite a big occasion. Everyone seemed up for it, but on Saturday, it just felt like everything just seemed off. It just felt flat. The atmosphere was rubbish. And maybe the World Cup still be on as well. Didn't help people focusing on that, but a lot of people been saying it's worse than Burnley, and I think it were as well. It was shocking.
What went wrong was that was it so bad. I watched the video on Sky, you can't really tell on Sky, you get a better idea of what's
the game. Well, I think we were talking about in that podcast after the Burnley game, you want your midfielders, when you're playing a style of football like JDT's, to be brave enough to turn and pick out a pass when they get the ball out from the back. And I don't want to pick on just Travis and Morton, because they weren't the only ones that put in a poor performance. It was the whole team. But they've got to be brave and they've got to be bold. And that just weren't happening.
He's receiving the ball from defence 12 times, and he gives the ball away for the second goal, set for all time. But it's still carry on receiving the ball and being able to access the ball. That is showing bravery, but realistically, he's not the player you want to do that.
No.
He's not the player that he wants receiving the ball from that line. And that's not his game. He's the enforcer. He's the guy that breaks up the opposition. He's the one that you play through.
Hang on, Rob. Midfielders.
the stats, the way we were playing on Saturday, you know, bravery, but it's fine. It's ticking him off.
Yeah.
It's fine. At least I boot someone. I don't know what place we're at, man. I'm trying to break someone away. I think Preston won the game in the first 6 minutes when that guy tackled Britain. Because there were like 3 or 4 tackles, at least, just before that, where they won the 50-50. And then obviously he goes in, wins the ball, hits Britain. Which obviously goes off injured. I mean, I put a note in saying if you go off in the first 10 minutes, you lose the ball, you have to come back a minimum of 4 weeks.
It is quite a serious injury, isn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, I think that first couple of them summed it up. Like, they were going to be the team for an hour. Like, Chad Evans won everything when he's out. I've never seen Daniel Johnson have a good game against any other team.
Said like you feel like there's been people are overreacting, and I think we both said that JDT, like, he needs time and he needs patience and he needs the transfer windows that come with both them things, but you keep putting in performances like that and patience is going to thin very quickly, because it's not just a two derby games that we performed like that. There's been quite a few. Well, we've been good at Ewood, but quite a few away games. I'm thinking of like Coventry and Wigan.
Yeah, and I think it's really worth it in terms of Preston. If you look at the positions in the league of the two opposition, if you said it was Sheffield United and Norwich, then two scorelines are against it, doesn't look as bad. But because it is a local derby, it's like I'm pressing up the court now. They're top of the league. Like, if that were the other teams up there, the results would be as bad.
Something great. Right. There was only like the 4-1 last season.
COVID.
Yeah. Then we do win 2-1 there on the Lambert. I think it was 2-1, weren't it? Yeah.
I just think it needs more time. It needs at least until like after the next January transfer window. So I give obviously he had a bit of a summer window now, but the summer really. Like the way of getting it, I give it to January and summer, and then I probably give it to December. Like, oh, if it was still awfully, then I brought in a style for 30 months to do it. But like, yeah, I nailed it out by then I think that's quite simple. I think top league position on the cup run, I think it's way too early. considering we've got such a young team, I know that we make excuses. I've been calling it like a JDT press conference. Like a young But if you look at the squad we have, a lot of the, we said it in the Bristol City game, they're two strikers at more appearances than all the squad. The championship, I know even the professional appearances, but all the actual championship appearances.
With that in mind, looking ahead to next month, transfer window, what kind of players do you want him to look at bringing in?
Yeah, definitely. Pickering and Britton, I know they've got some serious interest, but I don't think it's the last 46 game season anyway out. They've like picked up little niggles here and there. Malmoy played 4-4-2 and he had two wingers pushed down across the ball into two strikers. And I think although we're trying to do the play out the back style, I think that is still JDT style play. We don't have the wingers to play that system.
Yeah.
I'd like to go like to sign an actual right footed right winger so we can beat the full back and get across it. And I'd like us to head just a bit of that, I suppose. But I just want us to like sign that.
Controversial one, he's in this, like a lot of people pretty indecisive about. Yeah, so I thought one thing about Saturday was that the attendance was quite poor. Obviously, like, the weather wouldn't help, but I think we spoke about it before, how the pricing, I mean, straight away, £30 a ticket, when it's on Sky, you're not going to attract the World Cups, are you?
I think it's just like, I mean, it's no surprise that the Huddersfield game, it was priced at £18.75 and then kids were cheap. Like, it had a bigger hall attendance for the Preston game, which it shouldn't do really if more people were going to Preston game. They didn't bring many. But when you think like, so it was £30 adult, £10 for kids, was it, on Saturday?
I think so, yeah.
So, and that's just a Blackburn end. So Jack Walker might be £35 each and £15 for kids, higher, without those higher bracket. So you could be paying like £80 for a family of four. Mum and dad, two kids. And that's like £80 to £100 before you've bought a drink, before you've bought like food, like, or you've got your travel to the ground and stuff. Like, there's match day parking, the cheapest one you can get tenner, like at Ewood, around that area.
Yeah.
You can, you know, park further down, but and, like you might as well have walked to the ground anyway. So, but I don't know, it's. There seems to be like no initiative or creativity when it comes to marketing We'll probably get onto the Forest ticket sales so far. I mean, I know I can't say anything because I didn't go on Saturday. I was coming out of here. I won't be going to the Forest game, so I'll still be out of here. But if I had been at home, then I would be going. But I can understand why people wouldn't want to pay. Like, it's not, people say, oh, it's only 30 quid a ticket, but that's just if you're going on your own. That's if you live at Ewood and you're going on your own, you're only paying 30 quid.
Yeah.
If you live like, say you lived in between New and Preston, you got a tenner for your trip in, and then your food wash there, your drinks wash there, like your way home or whatever. Like, it soon adds up, like, this close to Christmas and the crisis for in a minute, like, it's not feasible for people to pay that when they could just sit at home or go to the pub round the corner and watch it and have two pints for a tenner and watch it on Sky in the pub.
I mean, the news broke yesterday that we've only sold 3,500 for the Forest game. It is poor, isn't it? Really,
it's poor, but that's the first time they've advertised it yesterday.
Yeah,
since the draw were made, which is crap. And like, it's not a great draw. I know it's like later stages of the EFL Cup, but we've played Forest what 20 times since we got relegated from the Premiership. Yeah. It's not an exciting game, but it is
a good chance to get through, though.
Yeah, it's a good chance to get through. I agree with that. But why isn't it like, so £12 is not a bad price, but it's going to be freezing. Like, most people are going to come in from work. So why don't they do something like £12 a ticket and you get a free pie and a free coffee before the game? So at least like, get people warm, get people in the ground, like get like, or you could have said, right, it's £30 a ticket for Preston, but you get a free ticket for the Forest game. You get a discount for the Forest game. So he said, Steve Wagner would have liked to price the game even cheaper, but with the empty seats shared, with 10% also going to the EFL, both sides had to agree. So cup runs haven't been a regular thing in recent seasons, and CEO Wagner says it was a welcome boost to the revenue streams. Right, well, not been a reason, like, you're not losing the money by making it cheaper or making it free with other offers, because we're not used to having that money anyway, we're not used to having that revenue. So you could say, like, right, everyone who comes in before, like, 7 o'clock, we kick off the unit at 7:45 or 8, gets a free hot drink. And straight away, so if you said a free hot drink and a pie, what's that in Blackburn, like, a fiver? You're already talking, like, making the tickets half price, probably will take you up on that offer. So, but there's just nothing like that at all. They just, like, post the ticket prices on Twitter, and then that's it. They think they've done the job. Like, there's no, like, marketing, there's no, like, adverts, there's nothing. There's no mention of it at games, there's nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's poor, but I mean, we've not got a Saturday 3 o'clock kickoff now until February, so it's only gonna get worse.
Yeah.
If we keep putting in performances like we had in the last two games, it'll carry on getting worse.
I think when we were messaging yesterday, we were talking about how, like, these last two results, like, the whole mood around Ewood has just completely turned. And I think, like, there's almost like, yeah, it's not been marketed brilliantly, but at the same time, maybe it's a bit of like apathy towards the team after those two games, that, you know, people don't want to go and support them.
I think people see it right. The players don't care, why should I care?
Yeah.
They're not putting in the effort, so why should I put in the effort? And people have a right to think that. I mean, you'll always get your loyal, like, so many people that will go anyway regardless. And like, football, you're only as good as your last result. If you go and beat thing is, if you've been to Norwich on Saturday, you'd probably spend the best part of 150 quid anyway getting down there for your ticket and stuff. So you're going to need probably even more money to go during
for
the
another
week.
Game that's on Sky.
Another game, yeah, exactly. I mean, they are getting better. Like, I think the Sunderland game's been advertised to be on a Blues Bar for like Fiverr or something.
Yeah.
People to watch it in there. So they're getting better in that way, but, like, at the minute, that just seems to me that they just want to get people, they're just opening other things to fans, which is good. Like, it's an improvement over recent years, but there doesn't seem to be any, like, creativity, like, in them, like, spaces where they could offer more. It wouldn't affect. I don't want you to offer £10 tickets. I don't want you to offer, like, kids for free. I don't want that. But other things you could do. You could say, like, right, it's kids for a quid, and like, every kid goes into a hat and you win a free kit for Christmas or something like that. Yeah. Just anything. Like, it costs a club, what, 50 quid? Well, like, if they did 10 kits, it cost them 500 quid. Probably one of the players would donate the money to pay for that. And you might get more kids like asking to go because you might win a Christmas kit, and it's cost the parents 2 quid to win a kit for Christmas.
Yeah,
I think there's been problems with that as well. Like, there's only age 7 home shirts available, like, and the next delivery date's in March. like we're coming up to Christmas, like, this surely this is, and they've run out of ours in the club shop, considering like probably our most marketable player has like 2 of them in his name. Being a bit worrying.
It's not ideal, is it?
To get, like, no, it's not. I'm trying to think, like, who do people get on back of the shirt? So Dak, you'd be all right that week. Travis, but you wouldn't be able to get Travis. You wouldn't be able to get Diaz. Who else would you miss out on? Britain, you wouldn't get Britain. You wouldn't get any of the Wartons. You wouldn't get Gallagher. Like, your number 9, they're usually, like, the most printed shirts, aren't you? Number 9 striker.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. There's lots of things we could do as a club, but they just don't seem to be. They just don't seem to be doing it.
No. England's quarter final.
That's sad. We missed it.
Penalty misery.
We got to 3-4 just as the first penalty was given. So I managed to get it on like the phone, and people watching it going through border force and stuff. And we got back to the hotel just in time for added time in the second half.
Right.
So we caught like the last 8-9 minutes.
Yeah.
But what did you think of it?
What did I think of it? I think they played well, but I think people like over-egged it a bit after. Do you know, I think people were kind of like ranting and raving about how well they played. And a lot of people saying,
I thought,
like,
Southgate held them back again.
You think?
Like, when they got the equaliser,
they should have pushed harder.
France were a bit shot, yeah, and England went back to the centre backs playing it between themselves. I think a bit like they did the Wales game. After they got that first, they should have gone all out and tried to get a second.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't until Giroud scored that they started attacking again. And I thought both full backs of France could have been got at. Saka and Foden played well, but as soon as, like, we got the equaliser, it was like, right, let's just keep what we've got now.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff I saw from journalists after the game was kind of along the lines of, you know, this was not the typical England exit. They put up a fight, and it was cruel and harsh. But I think, like, the vast majority of for any country, the vast majority of exits from a major tournament are cruel and harsh. That's the nature of tournament football.
Do you think it's time for Southgate to go?
I think he will do this next Euros.
I don't think he should be given the chance.
I don't really feel an opinion for or against him at the minute, but what I think is going to happen is that he will do this next Euros.
This has been England's first game in major tournaments where they haven't been the favourites to win, and he's lost it.
Yeah, but
this has been his first proper test.
People say that, like I said last week. I thought that Germany game in the Euros. I don't think they're the favourites to win that.
Even they're at Wembley.
Maybe when you look at the teams on paper, but with Germany, it's the psychological damage of the play. You know, it's a
right. So I've looked back through the England results under Southgate in major tournaments. Right. So World Cup 18. They had the last minute winner against Tunisia, which they should have been clear favourites to win that. Panama 6-1, I mean, it's Panama. Lost to Belgium, shouldn't really be losing to Belgium.
Golden generation. That's a farce, isn't it? Belgium's golden generation.
Yeah. A penalty win against Colombia, which they probably should have been clear favourites for. 2-0 win against Sweden, again, clear favourites. And then lost to Croatia in the semi-final, which they were favourites for. Did they lose the third place playoff as well to Belgium?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, again. And then it went to Euros in 21, So the 1-0 win against Croatia, a draw against Scotland, which is a poor result. 1-0 against Czech Republic, 2-0 against Germany, which you said they probably weren't favourites, but I think they just the home advantage and stuff probably pitched them to it. A 4-0 win against Ukraine, clear favourites. The 2-1 extra time win against Denmark, and the penalty loss to Italy in the final. In all them games, you probably think they're the favourites, and they were at Wembley, apart from the Ukraine game. Obviously, it's an achievement getting to the final any tournament, but I just think that the run-up made it a lot. It masked how well they actually played.
Yeah, maybe.
World Cup 22, 6-2 against Iran, good result. 0-0 against USA, poor result. 3-0 against Wales, good result, but expected. 3-0 against Senegal, good result, expected. Lost to France. And then in the Nations League, they got beat off Hungary twice in the group stage, finished bottom of the group with relegation with 0 wins, and then they lost when they got to the semi, like the final four, they lost 3-1 to Netherlands in the semi-final.
Yeah.
Netherlands isn't a bad result, because they're a good team, but I just think, although he's got to a semi-final and a final, there's different ways of reaching a final, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's holding England back, to be honest. And I think that was so evident on Saturday against France when they scored the first and could have, like stepped on the gas and, tried to win the game. They immediately sat off and started passing on the back.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
It's another tournament gone. Another 4 years. Who knows? Could win the Euros in Germany, but another 4 years without a World Cup, anyway. Put that way.
Okay. So I'm going to Tenerife tonight. I'm going to speak about that. So when we got here, I had a look at the Spanish fixtures to see if anyone was back to the league games that I could go to. Yeah. Tenerife play Andorra tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm going. Kidder Street now he's on tour. Looking forward to that.
What division's that?
The second division. They play at Andorra, which is Gerard Piqué's team.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I think the stadium holds 25,000. It's quite a big stadium.
Yeah.
Because he used to be a Spanish Prem team, obviously. But I think they've been relegated in recent years.
Yeah.
So, you've not got my football fix for a while, so I need to go. Not been to a live game, so they burn me away, so I need to go and see some football. What else has happened?
Could talk a bit about Norwich.
Yeah, tomorrow on Sky, innit?
Yeah.
But I'd do a complete start, new start. I mean, Pickering should be back, which is good. I played Kaminski at net, obviously. Pickering left back, Hayam, Wharton, centre back, Carter at right back. I would play Travis, Modic, and Adam Wharton in a midfield three. And I would play Gallagher, Diaz, and Dak up top.
Dak, not
if Gallagher's back, but hopefully. Will Gallagher be back tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. Think so.
Not expecting it. Norwich is a tough place to go, but it's extremely tough for us. I can't remember the last time we won there.
Last time we won at Norwich?
I think Dipoff scored in a 1-0 winning Premiership years ago.
Yeah.
That was in the 2005 season. That's the only time I think we got a result there.
I definitely can't remember anything like recent years, Championship.
No.
One that stands out at Norwich is that night they did in the league. It was like a 7:45 kickoff on a Saturday night.
We got promotion, didn't we? Sky buzzing about it.
Yeah.
We went on the look, didn't we? Travis scored.
Yeah.
And Sky were like, Sky were gutted. Yeah, they were. A winner away at Norwich, a winner away at Norwich.
Bro, I'm looking through head to head.
Going back a long way, yeah. Premier League away, 1-1. Paul Dickoff scored in 86 minutes. Well, that's where Jay Bockway got sent off for booing that guy in corner. So they won 2-0, 1999.
So no win there this century?
No. No. I'm Ron Sky, so it all bodes well for Saturday.
It's not looking good, Brett.
It's not looking good, Brett.
I was going to say I'd be happy with a point, to be honest, but we don't do them, so...
Yeah, it's time for our first draw of the season. Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah.
To stop the rot. I say rot, it sounds a bit daft, that, doesn't it? But cause it's only been two derby games. But it feels, because that break as well, it feels so much worse.
Yeah, it does. I think the thing, like, when you look at the form and stuff, we've got some green wins in there for that last five games, whereas other teams have, like, all red or all orange, and they're not, like Swansea haven't won in five, QPR haven't won in five, Millwall have got one win in five, like Luton and Birmingham one win in five, and then we've, like, lost two our own, that's it.
Yeah.
You shit these lot.
It was made worse on Saturday, because I think Burnley won and Sheffield United won as well, so that's kind of like opened that gap up to the top two.
I think them two have like got to like a point now where we're realistically the top two usually are in the championship, where they're like creating a gap and it's between everyone else in sixth place. Where the company goes to Belgium or someone else and gives them like a bit of a drop off, I don't know, but they just seem to have hit a form at the right time, and everyone else seems to hit bad form at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Like, Watford were out of winning two. I mean, Preston have gone up there, but I mean, Millwall were right up there before Christmas break, and then since they've come back, just dropped off.
Yeah.
QPR is a big one, isn't it? It seemed Mick Beale got linked to Villa, they've just not won a game. Okie dokie then. I watched the game on Sky in the bar tomorrow. I'll try and find the Norwich for the Forest game, but I doubt I'll find it.
Never know.
And then we'll meet back here on Wednesday game, isn't it? Tuesday.
Wednesday, innit?
The Forest game.
Wednesday.
The Wednesday.
21st.
Yeah, so we'll meet back here on Thursday to discuss the two wins against Norwich and Forest at home. Cup. No, we're talking about the quarterfinal draw then. Well, the quarterfinal draw won't be Thursday, will it? Because the Liverpool play City on Thursday. Oh man, the United play Burnley on Thursday.
Yeah, I think there's like two or three games on Thursday.
Yeah, so the draw probably after that. If it's out like the last one, it won't be late.
So, let's have a look who's playing on Thursday. Oh no, it's just City Liverpool. It's United Burnley.
Yeah.
Same night that we play Forest. Right.
So the draw probably after the City Liverpool game.
Yeah.
We'll be in that banner. Right, okay.
Yeah.
So that's it for another episode. Yeah. A shorter episode since I'm away and can't really.
It's been an absolute ball ache, for lack of a better word.
It's hard to like sort out technology when you're so many miles away.
Yeah.
I don't know how many miles away Tenerife is, but it's a long way away. Right, I'll speak to you Thursday. Well, I'll speak to you before then, but it's feels.
To everyone out, to everyone watching, I'll speak to you.
But I'll speak to all that.
Yeah, see you in a bit.
See you in a bit. Sports Social Podcast Network.